You're listening to episode number 1847 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 2nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've survived another Halloween. We've survived another time change.
Yep.
Now we just get past tomorrow.
Yeah, we just have to get past November 3rd.
So it is the beginning of the month. And I just wanted to share a few things that we can look forward to.
Okay, good. Let's do
it. In the month of November, something a little positive.
All right.
One of the things, of course, is that the election will be finally over.
Yes.
The election more portion of it. Maybe the results won't be, but, you know, that is something to look forward to.
It's definitely something to look forward to.
Being over. In sports, football, of course, still going on. You know? COVID Ringers, or not, we've still got some football. We still got some fake crowd noise. That'll work. And a special fall edition of the Masters starts next Thursday, because that's usually played at a different time of the year. But, of course, everything's been postponed this year. Huh. If you like award shows, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is finally having their induction ceremony this Saturday on HBO. The CMA Awards are on the 11th. I usually watch those with my family when we're on vacation in November. Not going this year. People's Choice Awards are on the 15th, and the American Music Awards are on the 22nd. Who cares? That's what I say. Just who cares?
But
give us something to talk about.
News.
Well, no, I didn't say good news. I said five things that are happening in November that you can look forward to.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, I'm not there yet.
Okay, sorry.
It's on my list. Also, lots of fall TV, Grey's Anatomy, Law & Order, SVU, all return this
Christmas
Thursday.
Christmas movies.
Season 4 of The Crown hits Netflix, NCIS. A Million Little Things,
Christmas
the new Animaniacs
movies.
Reboot lands on Hulu on
Christmas
November 20th.
Movies.
And Saved by the Bells reboot is going to be on Peacock on the 25th. And finally,
Christmas
the holidays.
Movies.
Well, yeah, Christmas movies are already on. Veterans Day and Remembrance Day is on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is on the 26th this year. And
I don't like it when it's late.
So there you go. And we got Black Friday and Cyber Monday to look.
I still want to petition that Thanksgiving should be on the third Thursday of every month.
Things that we can look forward to in November. A little positiveness. I didn't say it was great. I just said positive.
Okay.
A little positive. All right, with that, Christmas movies. They're on. You've been watching them all year, I'm sure.
Maybe.
It's time for the Who Cares News for today. What's going on?
Well, Aunt Becky's in the big house. That's what's going on.
She's in the big house now.
Yeah. Friday, Lori Loughlin checked in a couple weeks early to serve her two-month sentence for the college admission scandal.
I wonder why she did that.
Well, evidently it was some sort of a deal type thing.
Oh, there's a deal. Uh-huh, right? Always a deal.
But. She agreed to no early release.
Okay.
We at first thought she was trying to make it out in time for the holidays.
Maybe she read her calendar.
Because 2 months puts her at getting out on New Year's Eve, so you're a week too late.
Yeah, a week too late for Christmas.
It's not likely she'll be released early either unless there's a COVID outbreak.
I want to hear what job she gets.
Oh.
Is she going to have to do the prison laundry? Is she going to have to make license plates? Or is she going to be the librarian? I see her as the librarian.
Probably the librarian.
She put
That's
on her little glasses
yeah.
and put her hair up in a little bun
sure.
thing. And she could be the prison librarian and make herself more attractive to everybody else she's serving time with.
Well, it's a low.
You
it's
know
a,
what I mean.
It's a low security facility
if
near
you
San
know
Francisco.
What I mean. Yeah, low security. Now, Massimo.
Some
right?
other inmates might find it attractive.
Yeah, I'm thinking they will. Massimo is going to serve another. He's going to serve 5 months because he's like the guy taking all the fall for
That's
this.
Right.
It's the least. Famous of the two spouses should take the fall, as I think is probably wise in these things. Just ask William H. Macy.
Who got nothing?
Who got nothing?
Hey, the 2020. This I knew you're waiting for this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The 2020 Goop Holiday Gift Guide has arrived.
Oh my God.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know if I want to know what's in the gift guide this year. I mean, it's usually a little skanky.
Well, as always,
expensive.
The annual collection highlights items within the ridiculous but awesome category.
Ridiculous but awesome.
All right, so arguably the most opulent item in this year's guide is the bespoke artisanal bed.
Artisanal bed. Can you eat this damn thing?
With the word artisanal, you'd think so.
Oh, my God. I'm hungry.
I mean, I did say bed, not bread.
Oh, yeah, bed. Okay.
You know, because it's always artisanal bread.
I know. That was my whole point.
So it's the artisanal bed.
It's the artisanal
bespoke.
Bed.
Now, according to Gwyneth, it features incredibly luxurious, ethically sourced organic materials.
Ethically sourced.
A bed of this quality does not come cheap. Probably smells like her candle.
Well, I don't think I could get into that bed at all.
And comes with toys. Prices for this made-to-order beds.
Yeah.
They range from $38,000.
What?
To $58,000.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
You can have a gallbladder removed for that money.
And I did.
You can buy a new car, a brand new car
you
for
could.
That kind of money. But no, you can have a bespoke artisanal bed.
Yes.
From ethically sourced organic sources. Oh, yes. My God. Really?
I know.
Let me run right out.
I wonder if it vibrates.
It better do a lot more than vibrate for that.
Without, I don't want to be putting a quarter
God.
In it.
Oh, my God.
It just
for
better
that
do. I just better push a button.
How do you? I don't know.
Is it
awesome and ridiculous or ridiculous and awesome?
Yeah, there's other items on the list.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
A self-heating concrete bathtub.
Oh, I think that sounds good.
But if you put the water in it, doesn't that heat it? I don't know.
Yeah, no, but the water always gets cold.
And it's only $100,000.
Wow, Jesus.
I know.
You can have two gallbladders out for that price.
Okay, there's also the study pod.
What's the study pod?
This is maybe something that you can afford.
Okay. What is it?
A tiny structure for the backyard that's designed to be used as a home office, yoga studio, hobby room, or extra bedroom.
I like that. Some place where I can actually sleep. It's okay.
Starting at $13,600.
See, that's not bad. That's not horrible.
Yeah, that's...
We can put the radio station in a study
pod. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then just go out there and, you know, it's all to itself. And everybody would be fine with us making as much noise as we do every
day. It'll be the boss pod.
There you go. All right. Well, that's good. That's the Goop Guide.
Sure.
So that we could plan our holidays accordingly.
Oh, yes.
To be ridiculous and awesome. Just like Halle Berry, who's ridiculous and awesome.
All in a good sense. Ridiculously awesome. That's what you want to say.
All right. Well, let's head on out now because it's time for my end of daylight savings time nap. I've been taking one since yesterday.
I had to go to work yesterday, my first day back to work yesterday.
Sucks to be you.
Sometimes.
All right. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.